the Women in Trucking Update with Chairwoman and Founder Ellen Voya. Thanks to everyone who has either called in or emailed us about the Women in Trucking Update segment here on the Driver Audio Magazine. I'm your host, David Lane, and if you have a question for Ellen or something you want to hear talked about on the next installment, it is easy. Just call our toll-free vent line at 1-866-392-VENT. Well, for our next WIT update, I caught up with Ellen at the 2008 Recruiting and Retention Seminar in Nashville, Tennessee, to discuss truck stop safety. But first, Ellen wanted to make sure everybody understands exactly what Women in Trucking is all about.
Well, Women in Trucking is a nonprofit organization we created it to encourage more women to think about truck driving as a career opportunity. Specifically, not just truck driving, but the trucking industry as a whole is very much a male-dominated field. But more and more women are looking at truck driving and working in the office or in the shop, mechanics. There's a lot of opportunities out there, and that's what our goal is to present those opportunities and help them through it.
And hopefully everybody got what we were saying, that it's not necessarily for women, but about women.
That's right. 20% of our members are men, and the reason that's the case is because they say, you know what, we support you, we want to see more women in this industry.
And in our last edition, we were talking about focusing on maybe some safety concerns, and one big thing is the truck stops, right?
That's right. It seems to be that safety is more of a concern for women, especially out on the road. So we have really started addressing that because our members have asked for that. So I was so thrilled to be able to attend the truck stop convention this week and talk to truck stop owners, and they are very receptive. They say, what can we do to bring more women into our truck stops and to make our truck stops more female friendly? So that's the kind of stuff that we're looking at right now. The things that we're doing will also be beneficial to all drivers. And, of course, cleanliness is a huge issue, and it seems to be maybe more of an issue for women. But let's talk about showers, okay? At some truck stops, there isn't any room to set things. There's no room to put your suitcase, your clothing, your purse, without setting it on the floor. And women would just like a hook on the door or some place to set that. Another thing is, how about two towels when you take a shower? Because if women have long hair, they want to wrap their hair in a towel, dry off with the other towel. Hair dryers. Some truck stops will check out a hair dryer when you take a shower, but a lot of truck stops haven't gotten to that point yet where they've thought that maybe women would like to use their hair dryer instead of having to lug one around.
And we want to make sure that our listeners know that if there's a question they want to ask you about some stuff, to use our vent line toll free to ask you about. And I know there's several things that you guys are working on, not just this. So you had a chance to go to the truck stop people and say, hey. And they sat up and took notes and said, all right, okay.
They were very receptive because they realized that there are more and more women drivers out there, and they want to accommodate women drivers. And so when I tell them, well, maybe you should put some more women's toiletries in the convenience store. And here's another thing, Dave. I think that men out there will never notice this, okay? But some of our women drivers have said that they'll go to the fuel desk and they get ignored. The fuel desk associates will look over them. And the same thing happens in the restaurant sometimes. They'll go in, sit down and eat, and they don't get waited on, or they don't get their coffee cup filled because they just are assumed not to be a professional truck driver. So that, I would say, would go in the area of being sensitive to anyone who comes in that door might be a truck driver who needs to get back out on the road.
See, not even knowing that that's going on, that's amazing.
Well, you realize that a lot of the travel plazas now cater to RVers and four-wheelers and that sort of thing. So if a woman is standing in line, they just aren't thinking that she's a professional driver. She needs to get back out to her rig.
Is there any safety concerns when it comes to that at the truck stops?
Yeah, safety is actually a very big issue. And when I say safety, it's lighting out in the truck stops. It's making sure that there's security around so that if a woman does park at night, our members have told me that they will actually fuel at one truck stop and then go down the road to the next truck stop to sleep so that they don't have to get out so that no one can see that they're a solo female. That's sad. So it's making sure that they feel safe in the parking lot and on the road and in the truck stop itself.
I want to encourage all drivers to stop by and check out the womenintrucking.org website to learn more, and also call our toll-free vent line to ask Ellen a question or tell us something you'd like Ellen to talk about on upcoming editions. Well, Ellen, let's give drivers a taste of what we'll cover next time.
Maybe we could talk about how the carriers have been accommodating women and things that they're doing as far as their equipment, as far as their recruiting activities, and maybe even some of the maintenance issues and how they're trying to understand ways that they can retain the women as well as the men in their at the carriers.
Be sure to use the toll-free vent line to ask any question. Just call 1-866-392-VENT. That's toll-free, 1-866-392-8368.